Monty.
Brody.
A couple of baked beans went travelling around Australia.
Did they?
Yeah. Ended up in Cairns. Here it is. Great.
Welcome back to another episode of Good Always, everyone's favourite podcast about whatever we're about just two mates hanging out. My name's Monty.
And if they don't know that already, thanks for joining us. But my name is Brody. We've never done this before.
No, that's I thought we'd start it there.
Not even in the first episode, I reckon.
I think the first one we did when we talked about why we're here. But I reckon it's something we should start up just in case we do want to get some new people in. Brody,
sure.
How are you?
I'm good, Monty. It's strangely, really, really cold. Not even strangely, it's really cold today. But it is actually, looking out the window, it is a gorgeous day.
Stunning.
And I know that last episode, maybe the episode before, I looked out the window and said, beautiful day, and it was ducking down and shocking. But yep. It actually, looking outside, it looks beautiful.
It is,
and
genuinely, yeah.
Yeah, great start to the new season of Mukuru. How are you?
I'm pretty good, actually. Yeah, enjoying the cold weather. I'm feeling really good today. I'm feeling up and about.
Up and about? Why are you up and about?
I don't know. I just had some really good classes at school today. I don't go to school. I teach.
Oh, okay. Right. That's pretty confusing.
My classes went really well. It's been a pretty chill day. And I'm enjoying the fact that we're doing the podcast more regularly now. It makes me very happy. So
makes me happy too. And it's probably a little bit later than what we had hoped for. But again,
better than our normal track record.
Definitely
given
better.
That our first episode was released in December.
Yeah.
Of eight.
Six months ago.
So the fact that we're getting three out in almost 3 weeks.
3 weeks and 2 days, I think, is the thing there. But, it means that we're still the most exciting podcast on the market because no one knows. We don't know.
No one knows when it's going to come out.
When it's going to get released.
Your phones just get attacked randomly by our podcast.
Hopefully.
I think we released it. I think you released it at like midnight last time as well. So...
Just for anyone that was doing a late night drive on a Saturday, you never know.
And we are having some issues with our Spotify sponsorship.
Not even sponsorship. That isn't
just we pay them.
It's weird. I'd like to explain that one because I uploaded that episode and the edits that I made were just all out of whack. So I then updated the upload and it got deleted from Spotify.
Yeah, right. So it was there for a moment, but not right.
It was there for the 6 hours that I was asleep for, from midnight till 6 a.m.
So if you got in the lucky period, well done.
Yeah, I checked. There was no downloads in that
How
time.
How strange. Oh, yeah, I'm shocked. We'll get onto it for this episode.
Yeah, hopefully this one gets up. And maybe it'll fix episode 7 as well. But yeah, maybe. It is quite bizarre.
Anyway, if you are listening on Spotify, apologies. There's an episode skip. But otherwise, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, which I think is our most common listener base, from what I've seen.
Oh, okay. Cool, because I was going to say, everyone's complaining because they can't hear episode 7.
Oh, really?
Because they use Spotify.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought, well, from the demographics, slightly more people listen to it on Apple Podcasts, but...
Okay, great.
We'll fix it anyway.
So if you aren't listening to it on Apple, be better.
Give it a go. You're letting us down.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah, give all your money to Apple.
As you scroll through your iPad and look at your MacBook...
Yeah, hang on. So just check
the time on your phone.
Yeah,
and your Apple Watch.
Speaking of checking the phone,
yeah,
I've got something for you. A little bit of reading I've been doing over the last week or so around.
Well,
hey,
well done.
Oh, thank you.
You're learning.
I am. I don't really read that much, but I thought, you know what?
Non-fiction. When's the last time you read
the real
fiction?
One?
Yes.
Okay, great.
When's the last time you read a fiction text?
Year 12.
Wow.
Probably. I've got a fiction book. I always get confused because I always thought the non-fiction was like not fact, but it's not.
No, other way around.
Non-factual.
Anyway.
For those wondering, fiction is fake. Non-fiction is not fake.
First. Not first.
Anyway,
so you've been reading.
I've been reading. Reading a little bit about boredom. That's how bored I was. I started reading.
What led you down this rabbit hole?
I just saw an article pop up around why we should let our kids be bored. Not our kids. We don't have kids.
No.
But...
Just kids in our...
Yeah, in society, in community. We need to let them be bored. We are living in a world very different. God, this is going to make me sound old. Very different to when you and I grew up.
Okay, boomer.
Settle down, Karen. But, yeah, I mean, we're only young. We're 22, you're 27. So.
Yep, 23.
But, yeah, it is such a different world to when we were growing up.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've seen that more and more kids are just becoming more tech savvy at a younger age than probably what we were, and definitely what our parents were. Mm. But here's what I found. In 2017, the toy company Melissa and Doug did a survey. They surveyed 1,000 parents each from the UK, Canada and Australia, and they wanted to see how children's free time was spent. And it showed that a lot of parents didn't let boredom come into play. Does that make sense?
Yeah, just right. Funny wording, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was reading my notes, but I didn't. I don't write good either.
So what was that percentage again?
I can't find the percentage. It just says that too few parents let boredom work its
right,
magic.
Okay. I thought there was some sort of stat behind it. Maybe not. Anyway. No. Yeah.
Anyway. Here you go. More than two-thirds of the parents surveyed said they were worried that their child spent too much time on electronic devices.
Yeah.
And only a quarter of them let their child confront boredom on their own. So a lot of parents are just handballing the screen to the kid, cures the boredom.
Mm.
Which could be true. Like, it definitely gets them engaged.
Oh, yeah. And I've heard of this happening.
I've seen it.
From friends. Yeah. Out for dinner.
Yeah.
Kid says I'm bored. Yeah. Take my phone. Like,
yeah.
Go on Disney Plus and...
Don't knock Disney Plus.
I'm not knocking Disney Plus.
Okay, good. I've streamed Frozen 2 or two times and it's bloody good. But from letting our kids be bored, they are building incredible life skills and developing incredible life skills. For example, giving them a chance to come up with their own games in what's called unstructured play. Which is activity guided by imagination.
Yeah, right.
It helps children to develop their fine motor skills, social skills, communication and emotional skills, which all together help to build resilience. Ooh. Piqued your interest there. The big R word.
wouldn't say that again. But anyway.
There's other studies that have also shown that parents aren't role modelling boredom, which I think is a big one.
As we know, modelling is crucial in parenting and guidance.
Definitely. And when it's showing that when adults or parents get bored, their go-to also is checking their phone, checking Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, maybe. Do you use Twitter?
I don't use Twitter.
And so it's showing to the kids that, you know, that's what we do. That's what we do if we've got nothing else to do is we...
We're teaching them that when you're bored, there's an easy fix for it.
Definitely. And it made me think about myself growing up, and I didn't have a phone as a young kid. And I just remember some like really awesome memories of if my brother and I were bored, just the games that we would come up with. One, we've got that competitive nature in us.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the creativity of just like... I'm trying to think about it. It was like we'd roll a ball towards each other, but we'd like have to palm it back and forth. And it's kind of like soccer. If it hits the ball behind me, he gets a point. If it hits the ball. So it's not that creative. It's, you know, ripping off a genuine, the world game.
Yep, yep.
But using sort of different techniques and different, you know, parts of the body to do that. And it's just so much fun. Mm. Like, I think we called it tap ball. You tap the ball.
Very creative.
Each other, yeah. It was fun. Like, we'd belt the ball into each other.
Yeah.
It was a softball, but...
Me and my friend, we have a good family friend, like family, that we always used to go on holidays with when I was younger. And my best mate at the time, Connor, was sort of the one that I went away with. And we'd just spend hours and hours outside. And we developed what would be considered quite complex universes between us and scenarios that we had to sort of battle. And it was incredibly complex. Like the things we were discussing and the things we were experiencing in our own creativity was quite high level when I think about it now.
Yeah.
And it was all because there was like no computers where we left. We played a little bit of Age of Empires when we were back in Perth. But whenever we were away from our phones and devices, you know, not our phones, but our computers.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we just went straight into these different worlds we'd created and maintained. It was just incredible.
Yeah, totally.
And I would struggle to do that now.
Yeah.
Because I've never tried. I don't try
creativity
anymore.
Yeah.
Realistically.
You don't try creativity.
Sounds weird, but...
Yeah. So here's the last thing on that. Is from the article I was reading. This one's from our friends at the Resilience Project.
The R word.
The R word. Encourage your kids to be bored and to explore the space that they're in, like your home, your backyard, the park. If they're stuck on what to explore, suggest a hunting expedition.
What?
Give kids some masking tape to create like a racetrack or something like that. Maybe give them a couple of old cardboard boxes. I remember I used to make little cars. Not little cars. It was like you'd wear it as a car.
Yeah.
Paint the box red, and you'd stick paper plates on the sides. Oh, yeah.
I used to love whenever Mum went to IKEA, bring back a big cardboard box of some sort.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Just going back to the roots of play, right?
Yeah, totally. So, be bored. Let your kids be bored. Yeah.
If you're looking for parenting advice from 22 to 23-year-olds with no kids.
With no kids. But we do have a lot of experience working with
young people. We do work with young people all the time. So
There you go. Braving boredom.
Love it. I'm going to try brave boredom a bit more now. Let's go get a cardboard box.
All right, we'll be back. We're not doing that.
Brady, do you spend a lot of time on TikTok?
I spend... some time on TikTok. I wouldn't say a lot of time.
Well, the reason I ask is that I don't use TikTok. Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
You look shocked then.
Congratulations.
There you go.
I wasn't even looking at you.
Instead.
You bored me. Building a cardboard box.
But instead, I spend a fair amount of time on Reddit.
Reddit?
Yep.
I've never even heard of it. Let alone Reddit.
Just to double cement your pun. Just so everyone knows, we thought about this pun hours ahead of time.
Oh, don't throw that. Come on.
Too bad.
Yeah, we did.
But I think you would really enjoy Reddit. The way that Reddit works, similar to TikTok, is you start subscribing to subreddits that you enjoy, and then slowly they enter your feed, and as you scroll through, you get a relatively curated feed. There's subreddits for everything. There's for games, for things, for ideas.
Cool.
And I want to start introducing you slowly to Reddit.
Okay.
In a segment I'm going to call Brody's Reducation. That's the condensing of Reddit and education.
Oh, God. Go on.
So I want to start introducing you to some of my favorite subreddits and have a discussion about some of the top posts and see if, first of all, you enjoy them, have a discussion about them, and then maybe by the end, getting you a little bit closer to joining Reddit with me and enjoying that.
It sounded like a cult.
It did sound like a bit of a cult. Please join Reddit.
I'm one of us.
Today is a subreddit I think you might have heard of. It does reach the popular pages a lot, and it does go on other forums a lot. It's a subreddit called Shower Thoughts.
Yep. I think I'm familiar.
Yeah. So the idea behind this is the subreddit for sharing those miniature epiphanies that you have that highlight the oddities within the familiar. Is that the proper description?
Is one of them like why do your farts smell worse when you're in the shower?
It's not just for shower-based things. Oh, it's okay. Just like, you know, when you're... Sometimes because there's...
I don't know why that came to me.
I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear that. Because there's no stimuli in the shower, a lot of people find... They get bored. A lot of people find that that's when some of the greatest thoughts and weird ideas come through. And some of the top ones seem to reach Reddit. And it's really funny. It's got about 22 million members, people that subscribe to it, which is actually a lot for subreddits.
That's a lot of people.
I'm going to talk through some of the top ones, and I want to hear your thoughts. I want to discuss them.
All right. Hit me. Do I need to be in the shower for me to share my thoughts?
No, I can put some shower.
Okay. Great.
Let's put some shower sound effects behind. If elevators hadn't been invented, all the CEOs and important people would have their offices on the first floor as a sign of status.
Because it saves them walking up.
So yeah.
Get up there, you peasants. I mean, arguably, they could still probably have it on the bottom floor.
It's not quite as... Because the...
Now it's like, oh, views are great.
Well, it's like, I remember learning from ancient history that in ancient Rome, the peasants were generally, like, in the top of the buildings.
Yeah, right.
Because if there was an accident or a fire, they would perish. So the rich people were on the bottom. So we are kind of going back to that level through there. And elevators obviously were a big change in that. But I do wonder when it flipped.
Well.
Do people wanting to be on top? Anyway.
There you go.
During a nuclear explosion, there's a certain distance of the radius where all the frozen supermarket pizzas are cooked to perfection.
Perfect. The perfect crust every time.
I don't think we need to discuss that too much.
Ad for Dr. Oetker. Oetker? Oetker? I don't know how to say
it. I don't know if you get that one. I'm going to skip past it. What?
Have you done any research into this? This is like a Brody
Maxim. Do you know much about Pavlov's dogs?
Yes.
Pavlov probably thought about feeding his dogs every time someone rang a bell. It's a really great thought, actually.
It's like, oh, I was meant to do something.
Wait a minute. Damn it. Self-conditioning.
That's funny.
Most people know so little that if they were transported 200 years into the past, they wouldn't be able to invent anything any quicker.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
Mm, isn't that interesting? You think that you'd go back in time and you'd have all this knowledge and everything, but really, you don't know enough about the things you use each day to be able to invent them.
No idea how my iPad works.
Well, yeah.
To be honest, I barely know how to use it, let alone build it.
I think that's interesting.
That's cool.
The sentence, "Don't objectify women," has women as the object of the sentence. What do you think about that?
That took a while for my brain to comprehend that one, but I get it. That's interesting.
This one's less interesting, just kind of funny. Someone at Google once was just like, yeah, let's have someone drive down every road on Earth.
And pay them.
Probably, and we'll pay them.
Probably pretty well.
I've got two more for you.
That's good, yep.
Apparently, a lemon is not naturally occurring and is a hybrid developed by crossbreeding a bitter orange and a citron. Life never actually gave us lemons. We invented them.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
Is that true?
Yeah.
You don't know that.
It's on Reddit, so I think it is true.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, well, I'm sure I could find some stuff on Reddit too. And claim it as fact.
And look, the last one that I think we should talk about, because it is actually quite an interesting discussion, is being able to tolerate the sound of your own voice in a video is probably the highest form of self-acceptance.
We love ourselves,
rings,
don't we?
It rings very true for me. I actually do struggle to listen back to the podcast sometimes.
Yeah,
it takes me a few
so
minutes. It's not
I listen to it all the time.
Well, it's I don't know about you, but when I'm editing it takes me a few minutes to get used to it.
Ah.
Like at first I'm like, that's my voice.
Yeah, okay.
But then after a few minutes I get more comfortable with it. And the more I edit and the more I listen, the more comfortable I get my own voice. But it took a while.
Yeah. I was probably the same after the first couple of episodes and I was like, gee, why have we done this? Like, it's torture. But yeah, similar, the more I listen to it and try to increase our download count by just clicking repeat.
So maybe we are taking a few steps closer to self-acceptance.
Maybe we are. I've got a couple for you that I've just sort of...
Oh, you're getting involved as well.
I like it. I might join Reddit because of this. But
yes.
Here's a couple. The voice in your head would also change from a child's to an adult as you grow up.
It's a bit freaky. Great point, actually. Something you don't even think about.
Here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Siri, Google, Alexa is a complete sentence and working command.
That's very funny.
This one's probably my favourite one.
Yep.
I Googled it, sorry.
Oh, you didn't go on Reddit?
No.
Ugh.
Prince Charles is... How old is Prince Charles?
In his 70s, surely.
Okay, cool. So there you go. Prince Charles is a 70-year-old intern waiting for his first real job.
Oh, that's funny.
Imagine saying that to him.
That's hilarious. It's accurate.
Yeah.
Do you have one more?
All right, go on.
Go on then.
True laziness is memorizing how many minutes fast or slow your clock is rather than actually changing it.
Yep.
Just
I would argue that the memory itself is a sign of lack of laziness. I reckon the real form of laziness would be to get in the car, just not use the clock because you can't bother changing it and can't be bothered remembering.
Yeah, fair.
But that is exactly where I sit with the car clock at the moment.
Yours is off, isn't it?
Mine has two of them.
Oh,
it has like very nice. It's got a built-in one, and the audio system has one. One of them's too fast.
A custom audio system, isn't it?
One of them's too fast, and one of them's too slow. And so what I do is I average them out.
Oh, you suck!
I look at both.
You
of them.
Suck.
140, 120. Great, it's 130.
Is that how it works? That can't be right.
What do you mean? Whatever number is somewhere between the two of them will be roughly the time.
No wonder you're never on time.
I'm always early.
No, you're not.
Anyway, that's been the first episode of Brody's Reducation. Brody, are you any closer to joining Reddit?
Pretty close.
Very close. We'll get you next time. Hopefully we'll get you next time.
Good segment. Mm. Thank you.
I want to talk about chivalry.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to talk about it?
Yeah, sorry. Just sort of thought about that word. Look, I saw a Facebook post a few days ago that I wanted to bring up with you because I found it just strange and very dividing in the comments.
Okay.
I'm going to read it out to you. It's a post by a guy, I won't name him, and it's a photo of a girl filling up.
Oh, it's always a good start. It's a post by a guy.
Post by a guy.
This can't end well.
Okay, there's a girl filling up her car, I assume her car in America, and there's a guy sitting in the passenger seat. And the post says, "It really makes me mad when I see a woman pumping gas and there's a man sitting in the car as if it's okay. Prior to her pumping gas, I witnessed her go into the store to pay for gas, come out, then go back in the store to purchase him a drink that he yelled out the window he said he wanted. Men, let's do better. Shout out to all the men that won't allow women to pump their own gas." Full stop.
Oh. Allow?
Why? What do you think about that?
Yeah, there's like...
And the thing is, there's a lot of comments from guys and a lot of comments from girls in total agreement that this is what chivalry looks like. That a man is the one that should look like. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Mm. It doesn't sit right with me.
No, I see why.
Yeah.
First of all, the shouting out the window, "Get me a drink."
It's not great. It just could be matters. Exaggerated.
Yeah.
Whether probably. Or not it's just a guy leaning out the window saying, "Hey, honey, can you get me a chocky milk or something?"
Please.
Probably could be. And, you know, this guy's behind him's like, "Oh, that's not a real man."
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, don't shout out the window, no matter who you are.
Yeah, yeah. But ending your post with, "Let's be better," and then saying, shout out to the guys that don't allow.
That won't allow women to pump their own gas.
That's bizarre. That's not how it works.
It's really. I'm not on board with it. And I personally wouldn't feel comfortable being with a partner that expects that of me because it doesn't feel equal. It doesn't feel fair.
Yeah.
And I also would like, you know, me and my partner, every time we get gas, she'll offer me to buy it. We don't have gas. You know what I mean?
Fuel.
Diesel. She'll offer to buy. You know. Do you want a drink? Oh, yeah, I'd love an iced coffee.
Be better.
No shout-outs for me.
Yeah, not at all. You're not in that list.
So I'd love to know what people think. If you want to get in touch on the social medias, you'd be the first. If there's anyone that disagrees with us, you must take your head off my head. If anyone that disagrees with us, but I just don't think that's where we're heading.
Yeah, it sounds like... I don't know this guy, I haven't seen it, but it sounds like it's one of those posts where he's like, "Oh, this will get a bit of attention."
Mm.
And it will paint me in a really good light as someone that's, you know, really
trying to be chivalrous,
and,
yeah.
You know.
But it's a debate it's that it's happening a lot at the moment. Look, I heard some young men in my community, some of my family members chatting about this idea, and they were debating about whether or not we should be holding doors open for women. And one of the guys was saying, "Yeah, it's, you know, it's the chivalrous right thing to do to open doors, you know, hold the door open for a girl." Mm. The other guy was like, "Oh, you got to be careful, you know, if you're holding doors for girls, you're going to get your head bit off by a feminist." And my response was, I like to hold the door open for anyone that's behind me. Like, it doesn't phase me who they are. I think the right thing to do is just to be a nice person to everyone.
Mm.
But I find it interesting that there is this internal thought that someone has to hold the door open for. Is she going to get angry at me that I'm taking away that independence? But
yeah,
I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, it's tough. Like,
yeah,
I'm the same as you. I'll hold the door open for anyone. Mm. Like, if they're, doesn't matter. Like, I don't know. It's just something.
That yeah, and I don't think a woman should expect us to treat them differently. Just for that reason.
No, and I'm not opening the door because you're a woman.
No, it's the because you're the right thing to do it's for
just,
anybody.
I'm just opening the door because I'm trying to be a nice person and.
Look, yeah, I think that the summary of this should be that chivalry shouldn't just be something that men do for women. I think that we should just aim to be kind and look after one another.
Just be good people.
Just be good people and don't make it about gender.
Yeah, just make it
simple
about...
Simple as that. Make it about being a person.
Humanity. Are you going to put that quote up anywhere? Maybe just... No, probably not. Post it. Probably make it look like it's coming from us.
But I might, yeah, just reach out to us, send us a DM. I'd love to know if you've got a different opinion and we can talk about it.
Yeah. I'm not going to allow you to post that.
I'm not going to. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for chatting, Rudy.
Don't like that guy. Monty, you big English loving literature mad dog.
Yeah. The mad dog of the literature world.
Yeah, I've heard them call you that.
Yep.
How much time did you spend? Speaking of reading, not now, but
it was a while ago. Yeah.
Did you ever read the Harry Potter series as a kid?
I think yes, I did read the Harry Potter, only the first couple of books, and I did watch the movie, of course.
Ah, of course. Yeah. Yep. Well, the books aren't as. It's gonna get into the old books or movies, but they're both good.
Yeah.
Well, here's something I found.
In your reading non-fiction research.
Yeah. Reading non-fiction about fiction. There was a study done. Not a studies I've been reading. A study done in the U's. Oh. There was a study done in the University of Modena and Reggio Emilia.
Flawless.
Thank you. Ciao. Grazie. Mi chiamo Brody. And it gave 34 elementary school children a questionnaire regarding their feelings about immigrants.
Right, okay.
You're up.
This wasn't what I was expecting. I thought it was
caught you off guard.
Yeah, whack. Immigrants.
And their attitudes towards them changed by reading Harry Potter.
Wow, really?
Here's what happened. One group read passages relating to prejudice, like the scene where Draco, for those of you that don't know, Draco is in Slytherin. In the scene it says, a shockingly blonde, pure blood wizard. And he calls Harry's friend Hermione a filthy little mudblood.
Great impersonation too.
Thank you.
He does.
And the group then read excerpts.
Yep.
Weird. Unrelated to prejudice, including the scene where Harry buys his first wand. Nothing to do with prejudice at all.
Yeah, right.
A week after the initial session or initial reading, the children's attitudes towards out-groups were assessed again. And those who identified with Harry Potter as the character, identified with his characteristics, their attitudes towards immigrants were found to be significantly improved in the children who read the passages dealing with the prejudice.
So right.
The filthy little mudblood scene. And the attitudes of those who had read the neutral passages, like Harry buying his first wand, had not changed. In essence, Harry Potter and those that read Harry Potter and identify with Harry are better people.
Wow.
A more empathetic,
Cool.
A more passionate about social injustices. Which explains why I'm such a legend.
All makes sense now.
Yeah.
All down to J.K. Rowling. Notoriously good person.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
That makes sense to me. There's a reason a lot of books have strong morals in them hidden behind layers of story.
Yeah, it did go on to say it extends to other fantasy fiction. Yeah.
And it's one of those things where almost because you don't know there's a moral behind it, it's a lot easier for it to you know, become part of your outlook. Like, you wouldn't expect to change your views on refugees after reading Harry Potter, but because of that, it does mean it's a lot more accessible to students and to kids. So that's awesome.
So
maybe I'll go back and read them again.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Thanks for sharing.
That's cool. Worries. Just go read. Everyone read Harry Potter. Watch the movies.
Yep. Report back.
A good person. Be a good person.
All right. Yeah.
The message of the episode. Be a good person. Be a good
person. So, we've come to the most difficult part of our episodes. The end. Because we just hate saying goodbye.
We hate it.
No, it realistically, for some reason, we struggle to come up with funny ideas for the end sometimes.
And we never have one set way of ending.
But the other day we did a Mad Lib and it was really funny. It was about the Oscars, I believe.
The other day?
The other episode.
3 years ago.
It was funny, though.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I thought we could do it again. And I've got one for you that I've made myself.
Role reversal. I like it.
So I'm going to give you... You're going to come up with the words, but then you're still going to be the one to read it out. Because I think that would be... It's better if you don't see it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Until you're reading it.
Right. So we're improving on the last time.
The last module. You're still the one that's going to be doing the reading at the end, but I think it's going to be a bit funnier.
Of course, I've got more work.
Because now you have never read it before. It's going to be... Shut up.
Yeah. Hit me.
If you don't know what something is... So I've got nouns.
Yeah, cool. Before you go on.
Yeah.
There's a good to fair chance I don't know what you're asking of me.
That's fair enough.
So tell me.
So the things I've got for you, I've got nouns, which are, you know, places and things.
Yep, I know that one.
We've got verbs, which is like a doing word. Yep. And we've got adjectives, like a describing word. Does that make sense?
Describes the noun.
There's also one that I've just got as anything.
Oh, boy.
Just to really mix it up.
Okay, great.
And we're going to give it a go.
Are you giving me the theme?
The theme is... airline pilot announcements.
Ah.
But at the same time, the more mixed up it is, the better.
Okay.
And the way I've structured it means that...
Have you written this yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I took inspiration from real pilot things.
Okay.
Anyway, but I've gotten rid of the words that I thought would be the funniest.
Okay. Great.
I think the last one wasn't as good as it could have been.
What was that?
First thing I need a noun. So it could be noun could just be like an animal, a thing, an object, a place. No, probably not a place because it's normally a proper noun. But
chair. Is that a noun? Yeah,
sure.
It's a thing, I guess.
Well, the next one is the anything one.
drawing back to our last episode of Facebook Marketplace, I'm going to go for the Scandinavian pan flute. Is that what it was? Is that correct? No.
Is that correct? Yeah, it's correct.
Yeah. Slovakian. I don't know. Whatever. Give me the next one.
I just have to change pluralness of some words, but that'll still be what you're saying.
Okay.
I need a place.
Djibouti.
And I need another place.
Trinidad and Tobago.
And Tobago.
I don't know. Isn't that one place?
Sure.
No, it's not. Whatever.
I need a verb, so a doing word.
Swimming.
I need a number.
7. So predictable. Can I change it? 5.
Yep. Great. Thanks. Great. Oof. That changes the whole story too.
Oh, big time.
Noun.
What did I say last time? Chair.
Yeah.
Lamp. I love lamp.
Noun.
Another one.
Yep.
Tree.
Another noun.
What is going on here?
There's a lot of nouns.
Monty. Or is that a proper noun?
That's a proper noun.
Pronoun. Proper noun.
Not very good at this, are
No.
you? Shocking. Just anything.
Trophy.
Okay. You sure you want to stick with tree?
No.
You know the context.
I'm giving you a redo.
Great. Adjective.
And that's a word to describe the noun.
A descriptive word.
Shiny.
Another noun.
Oh God. Shirt.
A verb.
Running. Run.
It's a bit boring, but okay.
A bit boring. Okay. Yeah. Jumping.
You're like, my understanding of English is so basic.
I never.
You're just going. There's more than just like.
All right, fine, whatever.
Just going through literal physical things you can do.
Oh, okay.
Swimming, walking, running, jumping. Like, verbs are very expansive.
I don't know. Why don't you give me one? Give me an example. Set the tone. Set the tone for me.
No.
Okay, here's my verb, denying.
Great. Noun.
Jeez, I'm sick of this.
Come on, mate.
Rubik's Cube. It's one of those things where I just look around.
No, I can see you doing
it. First
thing
I lock eyes on.
Adjective.
Gigantic.
Another adjective.
Okay, I'm asking a serious question here. You said that you wrote this.
Yep.
How much have you actually written? Because I feel
there's
like...
There's a lot. Just trust me.
What is that? Another adjective?
Another adjective. Oh. There's only three more words after this.
Okay.
I've almost reached the end of your lexicon, haven't I?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
You should have given me a dictionary or something. Boisterous.
Great. Another number?
Four.
Even your numbers are so... Anyway,
well, I don't know why I'm thinking in between... Now, can I change four? I thought it was a number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
It's not. It's just any number.
Just that's an any number.
That's so weird. That's where my brain went. Okay. Here's my number.
Yep. Oh, my God.
580,008. I think I did that right. Hang on.
That's fine. That's
if
good.
If I've done that right, then it's...
Yes, I see what you've done there. I need another noun.
I don't know. Belt.
And the last thing I need is a proper noun. So either a person or a place.
I'm trying to think, what is it? Jennifer Aniston. Call back to the other one.
All right. That is your Mad Lib done. So what you're going to do, Brody, is
thank
in your
God.
Best pilot
I haven't
voice.
That number, I cooked it as well.
So the words are the ones...
It's 58,008.
No, I'm just
going
to get
can
rid of
change
it?
It. 58,008.
No, it was right. Was
it?
Oh, right. No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
So are the words at the moment that I've added in... are in brackets. Do you want to keep it like that?
Yeah.
Great. Are you ready, pilot?
And I'm reading it out. Show me the money. Don't know what maybe that's wrong.
Are you ready?
I've been ready for the last 3 minutes. Oh, yes. This is going to be fun to
here
end.
Here we go.
All the sound effects
that's
out
right.
of the way.
Just put it down.
Just knock that again.
Yep. We'll add this noise in.
Oh,
be your best pilot voice.
Ladies and Scandinavian pan flutes, this is your captain here. And welcome aboard Flight Chair with service from Djibouti to Trinidad and Tobago. We're currently third in line for swimming and are expected to be in the air in approximately 5 minutes' time. We ask that you please fasten your lamp. Lamp? I think it was meant to be lamp.
Lamp.
We ask that you please fasten your lamp at this time and secure all indoor plants underneath your trophy. We also ask that if your seat... Sorry. We also ask that your seats and table trays are in the upright position to take up. Please turn off all shiny devices, including laptops and shirts. Denying is permitted for the duration of the flight. The weather looks good, and with the Rubik's Cubes on our side, we are expected to land in London approximately 15 minutes ahead of schedule. The weather in London is a gigantic and boisterous...
It's just gigantic.
Oh, sorry. The weather in London is gigantic and boisterous with a high of 58,008 degrees for this afternoon. If weather cooperates, we should get a great view of the belt as we describe... come on, Brady. If the weather cooperates, we should get a great view of the belt as we descend. Thank you for choosing Jennifer Addison Airline. Enjoy your flight.
It's pretty good.
It's a long process.
It is a long process. But God, it's funny. I'm in tears now.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The temperature would be 58,000 degrees.
That is, in fact, boisterous.
And gigantic.
And it is gigantic for sure.
And that's that's the end of our show, Brody.
That is.
Where do we direct the people?
To our... Well, our socials are starting to grow a little bit. Done a little bit of work on them today. Just trying
this
to...
This morning, yeah.
Yeah, literally this morning. Just trying to throw a couple of different cool-looking things up there. So definitely check out the Instagram and Facebook pages. And... then tune in next week.
Fingers crossed for episode 9.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get and record Monday Arvo.
That's not. No promises.
Yeah. It's
otherwise,
on tape now.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Good Always family. And we'll see you next time.